Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, good morning. It's a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey there, everybody.
We've got Peyton with us.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I am Sybil. You are the Tolos, and you're our favorite part of the show because you're what brings us here every Saturday with your questions at 877-881-1053. That's the AutoFlex Leasing fan text. AutoFlex opens at 10, and you can reach them at these numbers.
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can find the Save Money Monday specials at AutoFlex.com/1053, and also all the great Flex Buys there. We have those on our special page, I think, at AutoFlex.com. So it's really, really a lot of good information at AutoFlex.com and a lot of ways you can save money.
And also on the Facebook page, which you can get to from the website.
That's correct. And all of the stories we're going to do and some of the videos and the pictures are on our Facebook page. So if you'd like to see what they look like and what we saw, go to AutoFlex's Facebook page and tune in the story.
So if you're in the market for new cars, there's always different reasons. People look at safety. People look at price. A lot of people look at reliability. Let's get into, what the most reliable cars are.
That's exactly right. Now, this comes out of Consumer Reports, and there's a lot of different ratings that go out on cars. Sometimes it is the speed of the car, 0 to 60. Sometimes it's it's a lot of different ratings. But Consumer Reports actually doesn't take advertising money, and they buy these vehicles that they test before they test them. So they are the best and most reliable company to listen to for their reliability study. And this year it's all new and all different because this year the number one spot for the most reliable vehicle goes to Mazda. And it's never happened before. Mazda has never been number one before. And let me just tell you why. They have settled to go with proven scientific equipment on their cars. They haven't changed and made new cars newer and newer and newer. What they've done is they've gone with what works, and it's terribly, terribly reliable. Nobody has to take their car to the shop because it's all been tested, and whatever was wrong with it was fixed a couple of years ago.
So they're not trying to come up with a whole new car every 3 or 4 years.
No.
They're keeping the same tech. If the technology works,
they leave it alone.
They don't mess with it.
Right.
Where have I heard that before?
Consumer, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Consumer Reports doesn't count instances against the manufacturer where the customer doesn't like using the equipment. Maybe the navigation system is hard to use or whatever. They don't count any of that. What they count is if the navigation screen goes black and you can't use it, or the transmission goes out and you can't go and you're stuck on the side of the road, that's what they count.
I think that is the right way to measure reliability. It shouldn't have anything to do with somebody being either too technologically challenged, like myself,
mm-hmm.
or possibly, and let me tell you, this happens, too impatient to learn.
Oh, that's me.
So
we got all the bases covered.
Well, for example, when BMW's 7 Series first came out, one of my clients wanted to trade it in for a Lexus that she had driven before. She wanted to go back to a Lexus before her lease was even up. She said, it takes a PhD to drive this car, and I only have a master's.
And that's because it had that joystick.
Oh, it had
that everything operated off of. They had a joystick in the center console, and everything on the car operated off that joystick.
That and the strange gear shift button thing. The first time they had the little button, that was, it was difficult for a lot of, so the people who could afford that car were either going to be the techie, young techie people who might like it, or the older people who have some money, who just don't have the patience. And then from my GM dealer friends, when they're trying to do a car delivery, they get dinged on their CSI if the people don't do the delivery process, because there's a whole learning. It's not just you take a test drive, learn how the car works. There's like a two-hour class with some of these cars.
Yeah, especially now.
I used to have the dealers show me how cars worked before I could even show the, I mean, that's how it worked, because I had so many different models. At least at the BMW store, they're just trying to learn and teach the BMWs. Can you imagine at Autoflex how many different cars we're trying to learn over there?
Yes.
Every make, every model.
We're smarter than I thought we were. Anyway, okay, so back to...
this is the,
I digress.
This is the first year that a brand either was Toyota or made by Toyota didn't take spot one and two.
Right.
Because last year it was Lexus. Toyota, the year before Lexus, it was Toyota. In all of the years that they have done this reliability report, Toyota has built the vehicle that was either in one or two or both.
Did Toyota lose an executive or some special quality control person to Mazda?
Mazda just beat them. And Toyota, Lexus is number two and Toyota's number three.
Okay.
So it's just, they just got beat. They rate vehicles in three different classes. Number one, they call them more reliable. Number two, they call them reliable. Number three, they call them less reliable. You want to be in that first class or the second class, maybe. So if you looked at the top five, six, let's look at the top six most reliable. That would be Mazda, Toyota, Lexus, Buick, Hyundai, and Honda. That's the first six. Then under reliable, you got Ram, Subaru, Porsche, and Dodge, and that rounds out the top 10. If you looked at the least reliable, and remember, I've told people this a million times, if you buy a car that has a zillion gadgets on it, there's a reason that you will have problems, because some of those gadgets will go bad. Honda did it for years. They said, we build it simple, and they did, and nothing went wrong with their cars because they didn't have all the gadgets. So in the bottom end, starting with number 20, Mercedes-Benz, Cadillac, Ford, Mini, Volkswagen, Tesla, which is number 25, and Lincoln, which is at the bottom of the list. Now, they only rank 26 cars along with this ranking. There are more major brands, but they didn't have data enough to rank the other brands. By the way, Tesla was dinged for hair in the paint, of all things, and non-matching paint panels, which is basic stuff.
They're supposed to wear those little hair net things when they paint the cars.
There was an actual hair in the paint of the car?
Yeah, several.
Gross.
Yeah.
So embedded in the paint, so the hair got in there and
On multiple vehicles or just like maybe one?
No, multiple vehicles. So
weird.
They don't have all of the
my car
quality control means down like some of their competitors do yet. But they're a new brand also.
Well, remember how their body parts weren't fitting properly because they didn't do the mold test?
Yep.
Anywho.
Anywhoozle.
So, that is the list of most reliable cars from Consumer Reports. There's another list out from Car and Driver.
Your lists have lists.
And it is the coolest cars on the market. And I will admit, cool is subjective. You don't always, I mean, cool is cool.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? Well, it means a lot of things to a lot of people. I'm going to go down this list really quickly. It's on our Facebook page. So if you want to see the cars and see why they were listed, that's a good thing. The number one car they list, and it's one of the best cars in the world, and I'm not sure why people don't buy more of them, the Acura NSX.
Love
it. It is an expensive car, but it is an awesome car for a two-seater that rides and drives beautifully and goes really fast. It's an amazing car.
Okay, you answered your own question. You said two-seater. You don't understand why more people don't buy them.
Yeah,
two
that's
things.
True.
It's very expensive. It's a two-seater. Considering everybody wants an SUV nowadays.
Yeah.
Even if it's a compact SUV, Two-seaters are for rich people or single people.
Right.
Okay. In that same vein, the Audi RS6 Avant, and that is an amazing, amazing super wagon that they sold in Europe for a long time. Now they're selling it here in the United States. The Bentley Continental GT. Have you been in a Bentley coupe? They are the nicest things in the world. And they drive beautifully, and they corner beautifully, and they are fast. So they're really cool. Now, you got to have $250,000 or so to waste on a car. But it's a great car to waste it on. More money? The Bugatti Chiron Supersport 300. That's even more money. But it'll go 300 miles an hour. Here's the one that's affordable and that a lot of people get here in the United States. Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. It is an awesome vehicle, and it is only $60,000 for a supercar, that for a mid-engine supercar, that is an amazing, inexpensive vehicle. How about the Dodge Charger Hellcat Red-Eye Widebody? My God, 800 horsepower. It'll go better than 200 miles an hour, and it's really cool. Ferrari 812 Superfast. And then, and the Ferrari 812 Superfast is self-explanatory. By the way, it's the first convertible that Ferrari has built in 50 years. But the cool car that's coming right after it is the Ford Bronco Sport. And it is very, very cool. Next, the Ford Shelby GT500. It's going to go away after this year. It's an awesome car. If you don't want to spend $250,000 on a car, how about a Honda Civic Type R? Under $40,000, and it's a great driving car.
That made the coolest cars list, a Honda Civic?
Yes. Well, it's the Type R. Have you seen one?
No.
They're awesome looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you saw one, you'd say, that's a Civic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The next car, a car that we actually leased last week, a Lexus LC500. Let me just tell you, it is absolutely beautiful. It is the Lexus Halo car. It's the one car that they consider their top of the line. It is a two-door coupe, but it is absolutely awesome. I'm going to finish out the list real quickly. The Ram 1500 TRX, you know, the F-150 came with a Raptor this last year. The Ram 1500 TRX is the Ram's answer to the Bronco, to the Raptor.
The Raptor.
And it is a supercharged V8, fast, awesome vehicle with a great interior in it. So those are the really cool cars that you can get on the market right now. If you looked at the best cars and trucks for next year, Car and Driver put out a list for them, and it is the Corvette, the Genesis G80, the Honda Accord, the Kia Telluride, the Mazda CX-5, the Porsche 718, the Porsche Macan, the Ram 1500, the Toyota Supra, and the Volkswagen Golf GTI. By the way, pictures and stories on all of those cars are located at Autoflex's Facebook page.
That's a Civic?
Is that what?
I just looked at the picture.
Oh, I know.
Tammy said I would say, wait, that's a Civic?
And it is, right?
Yeah, it's a cool Civic, Type R.
Okay, one of the coolest things that has come out on any car, and it's on a truck, it's on the number one selling truck in the country, by the way, the Ford F-150 has added a feature to their vehicles that give a new meaning to the term pickup bed. Mm-hmm. And let me just explain to you what it is. The front seats lay flat in their super cab.
Flat.
In their
awesome.
Crew cab. And the seat portion of the front seat, the lean back leans back, the seat portion comes up 3.5 inches and makes it a completely flat surface. And then you can extend the headrest, if you need to be a pillow. And you can make a bed in the front of a new F-150, the 2021 F-150. Now,
and here's why you would need to. The price.
Oh. Okay, you'd be sleeping in your car.
Let me just say, first of all, the option's only $340. Which makes it very inexpensive. Now, the things that limit it right now is you can't get it except on the King Ranch, the Platinum, and the limited trim edition.
So it's only $350, but you got to get the $50,000 plus truck.
Well, the lowest price model that it comes on is $58,365.
Okay, well, see that.
But it's cool.
It is cool. It's a great idea.
You know what's super cool is with all the people that are, you know, RVing.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be we missed all our vacations that required an airplane.
Yeah.
So we've done like everybody else, and we're gonna
get
the
RV
type. Well, yeah, or trailer, something.
Yeah.
Gotta explore what we want to do. Some family members recently did it, had a great time, and we just enjoyed their pictures so much. We thought, well, we'll have more fun than them for sure.
That's right.
But this thing would pull a travel trailer beautifully, and then if the kids are being too crazy, just go up front and sleep in the cab because you got two beds. Mom and Dad.
That's right.
It's really, really handy
I know,
in that area.
I know.
Yeah, because if you got a camper on the back of your truck, maybe, then you right. sleep in the truck and you use your camper for cooking.
Or,
and
or if you're in the oil and gas kind of business and you need to get out to West Texas and you've driven maybe all night or all day, maybe you need a nap.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'd like to find out how many of our listeners actually go off-road on their SUVs, in their SUVs.
None of them.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
I used to ask people, where are you going to go in your four-wheel drive? Oh, well, we go to Colorado to ski once a year.
Right.
Waste of money.
Yeah. I mean, there are those Jeep clubs, and they'll go, like, off-roading over, well, it used to be 360 back in my day, but I don't know if that's still even an option. Might be all developed now.
I saw a Suburban or something off-roading last night on the news in that police chase.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very off-road. It was just jumping curbs, but still.
All right. When we return, we're going to talk about how often your credit score gets updated. So stick around. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard on air guitar, Peyton, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. Oh, sorry, I'm out of breath. Had to go move my car in that commercial break. And
that was amazing.
Good thing I'm wearing a sports bra today, y'all.
I knew you had to be running. I looked at David. I said, she must have run.
I forgot how fast I was. It's been so long since I've actually run. Well, anyway.
Back to that car chase last night. When he did ditch the car and take off running, and I just told Dave, I said, there's no way I could run that long.
Yeah.
As far as he did, that fast.
Do you see him clear the fence? He jumped over that fence like
gosh.
It was nothing. It was like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do that
part. Oh, no, I would have gotten to the fence and I give up.
Well, and that's pretty well what the policeman did.
Right.
He said, I'll go around.
The police officer did not jump the fence along with the kid, but they got him last night. They did get him.
There you go. You can send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 877-881-1053 or call AutoFlex at
any local area code and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com where you can see our great Save Money Monday specials there. If you wanted to do a 24-month Flex Buy special, here's what you could do. You could do a 2020 Nissan Murano all-wheel drive SVP for 24 months for only $367 a month with no down payment. That's a 24-month obligation. How about a 2019 Dodge Journey all-wheel drive? $375 a month for 24 months. Now, here's what that does for you. It puts you in a car without locking you in until you're child that is in junior high is suddenly in college.
Right.
Because that's what you lock yourself into when you do one of those long-term finances. So it's a really good way to stay out of the long-term finance business. How about a 2020 Hyundai Sonata? Pardon me. A 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe, an SE model, 36 months, $299 a month. Again, no down payment. So those are super, super inexpensive and short, which may be really key in the way that the market is changing right now. If you own a car that you leased 3 years ago, guess what? You've got equity in that car.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even realize how much money they got parked in their driveway, but it's Christmas.
That's right.
Everybody can use a little extra Christmas money. Like Penny Fleckenstein, who got a GMC Yukon from Blake Ogden this last week. Penny, we appreciate you listening to the show, and we appreciate you getting your car from AutoFlex and Blake. Good
You'll
job, Blake.
You'll enjoy it, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Penny.
We've got a lot of AutoFlex fan texts coming in. I have a 2015 Silverado. Is there a way to update the MyLink? It is very slow in response.
There is a way.
Yes.
It's very simple. Just Google it. Go online and Google it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it fixes that response issue, but yeah.
And it's usually done over the airwaves, too. Like, yeah. Now it's all Bluetooth yes. and Wi-Fi.
You just yes. turn on your car. You don't turn it on. You just turn the key on, and you there's little steps. Google it.
Back to our
googly.
Back to our story on the Ford F-150 lay-flat seats. Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing fan text, Ramblers had those fold-down seats to bed in the 50s. So they did, but they ain't the same, trust me.
That's how we got a whole lot of our baby boomers.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I'm serious.
I hear you.
I mean, personally, I was conceived on a camping trip.
Yeah, I was conceived in a van.
In a van?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it was a tent, but it might have been under the stars.
Aw, well, that's romantic.
Autoflex Leasing.
That's why I like the mountains so much.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I was waiting for a cool Ram on the list. Good morning, Samuel in Arlington. Good
Samuel.
To see you, buddy.
The big fancy Ram with the big fancy seats. Autoflex. Or no, not the seats, but the power.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. If parts cost need to be factored in, Chevrolet parts should be cheaper than Ford used to be, Used to be, my daughter found out, it's a little hard to read, but let me just synopsize this. If you go out and get a BMW or a Mercedes, the oil changes are going to be more, the tires are going to be more, and the parts are going to be more because they cost more. And the overall pieces go to the whole.
Right.
If you go and get an inexpensive car, a domestic car that's inexpensive, the parts will be less.
Generally, that's how it works.
So the story is, and it's never changed, if you cannot afford a new one, you certainly cannot afford a used one. Because the first time something breaks and it's $4,000 to replace, all of a sudden, that Chevy or Ford looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about an extended service agreement.
Ah!
Okay? There are certain cars that you better get that thing on.
Right.
Have you called me? I got like 9 of those yesterday.
Oh, calls for, no, and I don't answer all those phone calls, but like when you do buy your pre-owned car or brand new car, think about how long you're going to keep it. If you do a 3-year lease and you're 336, the factory warranty is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy one or if you lease it for maybe 5 years, like I was big on that. I liked my 5-year because I felt like I didn't even, you know, wear out my tires before 3 years was up.
Right.
So I wanted to get my money's worth out of the car and not have to pay taxes again. So I liked my longer term lease, but then I like to wrap it with an extended service agreement. So I, you know what? It's already paid for. My out of pocket is nothing. Just like a healthcare insurance.
Yeah.
You know, I just, yeah, I'm going to pay this premium right here and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to worry again forever. Anyway, there you go.
Comes in handy.
Autoflex Leasing Fantast, will you define domestic and foreign? Yes. You can't tell anymore.
I know, it's
okay,
hard.
So there are some cars that are still built and made in another country. Some of the German cars are built in Germany.
And some are built in South Africa.
And some are built in Alabama. In South Carolina.
Multiple countries.
You have to look at where the car is built and also what the car consists of, mm-hmm. where the parts come from. Because if the parts come mainly from another country, it's considered to be a foreign vehicle. Right. If the parts come from mainly the United States, it's considered to be a domestic vehicle. But there is no clear lines anymore. There was in the 60s and 70s, not anymore.
What does the percentage have to be, I wonder? Because there are certainly plenty of American parts in Japanese. We don't even know. So why are we even calling them that?
Yeah.
Well, and that's,
maybe because the owners of the actual company,
yeah, maybe
where it originally started, then it's foreign.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about something that everyone that I used to talk to on the phone is concerned with, and that is their credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's credit score is the biggest concern when they're going to do a major, major move. If you call to lease a car, it's going to bracket you in certain areas, and it's going to decide how much money and interest you pay, because the better the credit score, the less interest you should qualify for. The worse the credit score, the worse interest. So how long does it take for your credit score to update, like when you pay off a big bill?
Depends on probably how much is going on with your credit.
It does, and it also depends on when your credit bureau updates their credit. Sometimes they update 3 or 4 times a month. Sometimes they update only once a month. So if you did something now, it might be a month or so before it shows up and reflects in your credit bureau. So if you're trying to improve your score, then by paying off a loan or by doing doing a loan consolidation and paying off a bunch of loans and having only one to replace it, it's still, the credit bureaus are fairly smart in that they know that if you've got four bills for $10,000 and then they all go away and you show a $40,000 debit, a bill for $40,000 through another lender, they know that what you've done is consolidated four bills, mm-hmm. and they're not going to drop your credit. I mean, they're not going to raise your credit score a whole bunch.
Or drop it.
But here's the other thing. If you just pay off those bills and your total obligation is less,
score goes up.
All of a sudden, your score goes up.
What about keeping credit lines open to keep your score up, David?
You know, it actually hurts you. The more credit lines you have open past a certain point gives you too much credit availability, and it can hurt you. Although,
depending on your income, probably.
Yeah, and depending on your income and what your credit history has been. But a lot of people go check their credit scores on a regular basis. I know that if you're a Chase customer, if you're a Citicorp customer, almost any credit card gives you the ability to see your FICO score.
They'll give you a freebie.
FICO. Mm-hmm. So you can go online and look at your FICO score. Guess what they use for automotive?
FICO?
No, they use an auto enhanced bureau,
which
means that your FICO score can be one thing, but when you go to get a car, the score that the lenders will work off of is completely different.
It's measured a little differently because of the way they have figured the statistics and just the possibility that of default mm-hmm. versus paying the bill off. So, I don't know. It's way too confusing for me.
They look at your credit history with automobiles for one thing,
right.
or with large, you know, $20,000 and up,
but not a house
obligation. Not a house.
House is a totally different animal. They're like, of course you pay your rent or your mortgage,
right?
Because a lot of people will let a lot of things go, but they'll pay their mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, a lot of people will let a lot of things go, and they'll always pay for their cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's according to what kind of those people that you are as to how they look at your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
You want a free credit score? If you want a free FICO, you can go to Experian.com, Equifax.com, or TransUnion.com, and they will give you a free complete credit printout once a year, absolutely free of charge. So if you want one, that's a good way to get it. You can also go to a lot of your credit cards, a lot of your banks will give you your FICO score right there online.
Plenty of places online, but I'm sure they gather all your info.
But it will be a FICO score and not an auto enhanced score. When you go to get a car, the lenders are going to use an auto enhanced score, and it's going to be different than your FICO score. So when your FICO score is 725, but your auto enhanced is only 675, that's the reason, and you won't qualify as well at 675 as you will 725.
Because the FICO appreciates a mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's customized for the auto industry.
Yes.
So a lot of people go out and get an SUV or a truck that they plan on using for its purpose once a year. And I asked this a little earlier. I'm not sure how many listeners actually go off-road in their SUVs, but I'm looking for that number right now.
Tell us if you take your SUV off-road.
Yeah, because SUV builders are building vehicles more for off-road than they ever have in the past.
And I don't mean you're just driving on a caliche road.
What's a caliche road?
When I say off-road.
Shell.
Are you from Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, out in the country, caliche, is it oyster shells? Or?
Oyster shells.
Okay.
Anyway, it's white, and it puts this white dust all over your car as well.
Okay.
But out in the country, when I lived in Brownwood for a while, they had caliche roads, and they didn't call a pond, they called it a tank.
Interesting. Well,
sure, you'd probably say gravel, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's caliche.
Okay, I call it gravel.
It is a tank. Anyway,
<It's> a tank.
You can tell I'm from Texas. Okay, so here's the difference. Right now, people are taking staycations. They are packing up the family and the dogs.
And staying home?
In an SUV or in a motorhome or in something.
Motoring vacations,
and
for sure.
And they are taking to the public parks in America like they never have before. Mm-hmm. They are going up in the Rockies. They are going up in the mountains.
Going to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
People that do this love the what if idea. What if I'm on the side of a mountain and I want to go across the top of it? What if?
Are you talking about?
I want to forge a river and I have to get across and it's 24 inches deep or it's 36 inches deep. American SUVs are built more and more like SUVs that go off terrain.
You know what it's really, and I'm sorry, I digress again, but that what if thing, it's because of movies. It's because of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Because we see all these end of the world movies.
Right.
You need a four-wheel drive to try to survive those last 24 hours on Earth.
Yeah. Gotta outrun the zombies.
I'm telling you. Okay, sorry.
Are we there yet?
I feel
almost,
like it.
Yeah.
Get your SUV. It's 2020.
So if you look down the list of cars that now build vehicles to go off-road, it goes everywhere from Jeep Gladiator trucks to Ford Explorers to the Aston Martin DBX to the Land Rover Discovery, which is just now again for sale in the United States, and it's really an awesome off-road vehicle. In fact, I've got a Land Rover Discovery on Autoflex's Facebook page, driving across ice. It's really a good video. And all the way to, and you can't discount this, I haven't driven one, but I've seen them, the $330,000 Rolls-Royce Cullinan.
Yeah.
It's an off-road vehicle.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes, it's crazy. Travels fine on the road, but it'll go up a 40-degree incline on a mountain, and it'll go through almost 3 feet of water. It's crazy what that vehicle will do. 6,000 pounds, by the way.
And all the caliches are going to pop up and dent your paint. Yeah.
Well, and the difference is, in the $330,000 Rolls-Royce, the paint dent that you're talking about, it'll cost you about $15,000.
See?
In a Ford, it'll be a lot less.
Why would you even?
I don't know.
Please text in and tell us if you've taken your Rolls-Royce Cullinan up a hill.
Cullinan.
Wasn't it so, the Cullinan man?
I looked at I looked up how to say that, by the way, along with a couple of other words that I'm using today. Oh. Anyway, between the SUV drivers, it's my SUV will do more than your SUV.
Yeah.
So that's really, it's become a measuring point.
There's always been a little bit of that Tarzan stuff going on.
Bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
So a pre-production Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat was stolen out of a driveway in Detroit, Michigan. A pre-production SRT Hellcat.
Why wasn't it in the garage?
Well, that's the thing.
Who took it home?
Somebody that works for Dodge, a trusted employee, drove this Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat to their home, parked it in their driveway, and guess what happened? A group of criminals rolled up in the wee hours of the morning. They were apparently pros. Two of them jumped out. They had it hotwired in less than 3 minutes. They had a lookout car making sure that nobody caught them, and they drove it out of the driveway and drove it away. Now, it's got a locator in it, so it didn't take the folks long to locate it. It was located 10.8 miles away, and it was just parked on the side of the road. They didn't do anything to it except goof
what
up
was
the
point?
Wiring on it. I guess they just wanted to drive it.
Yeah.
It goes 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It's got a top speed of 180. So it'd be fun to drive.
Wow. That is not a phone call I'd want to make, though, to my boss on
right?
Monday.
Like, oh.
Hey, by the way, I borrowed the car over the weekend.
Oh, by the way.
All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Leasing.
Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, reaching us, 877-881-1053. You can also reach Autoflex. They're going to open in 17 minutes, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, easiest number in the book, 234-1234. Any local area code, 234-1234. If you're listening on radio.com out of the area, you can always reach us at 888-234-1234. Or you can go to autoflex.com and see our great Save Money Monday specials right there at autoflex.com. So let me just tell you, how about an SUV, a 2020 Ford Edge all-wheel drive for only $389 a month? For a 36-month special, 36-month flesh-buy special. How about a 2021 Chevrolet Silverado half-ton, two-wheel drive, crew cab, LT with one LT, only $479 for 48 months. Now, let me tell you why the shorter term is important. Everything in the automotive business is changing right now. I was on a group phone call with people from all over the world this last week talking about artificial intelligence and self-driving cars. And do you know what the experts say about self-driving cars? 10 years minimum before we'll see them on the street. More than likely 15 or 20 years. Now, that's for the cars that we drive. That's not for long over-the-road truckers, long-haul truckers. It is not for
taxis or Lyfts or Ubers.
If they are in a mapped area and have their own lanes,
oh,
then,
hey,
like Vegas, it works in Vegas.
Okay,
but it doesn't work in Dallas.
Yeah,
General Motors will tell you it's not great in San Francisco. It doesn't work in New York. So the majority of the driving that we do, our miles on the road in the United States, they're no good. The new Ford is coming out with an artificial driving situation where if they've mapped the highway, the car will drive, the truck, or the truck will drive on the highway. But if they haven't mapped it, their artificial driving doesn't work. And the experts across the country say that it's not the future. It is maybe way in the future, but not anytime soon.
They have to be like a train
or a tram
on a or subway. Period.
Well, and so let's get into the hauling business real quickly. If you're looking at battery powered zero emission vehicles, they are timely dated because hydrogen fuel and hydrogen fuel cells using clean hydrogen will be the future. That's what's coming, and it's going to start with the long haul truckers and the big boats, the ships that carry freight. And the airplanes that we fly in. And here's why. Weight is a consideration. And batteries cause them to lose 30% of their weight ability, their ability to carry freight. Hydrogen weighs less than air. So it actually makes the vehicle lighter than it would be if it carried a battery, a lot lighter. So we'll see how that goes, but that's what the experts say. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I got my Rolls-Royce beer cooler iced and ready. There you go.
And another really bright Autoflex fan texter said, Caliche is just white rock. True, it's calcified. It's got limestone. It's not the oyster shells.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
If you're from Galveston, it's oyster shell.
Okay.
Autoflex is in fan text. I drove a 4x4 2005 Nissan Armada LE over a snow-covered mountain passes in Utah. Congratulations. Another Autoflex
is
off-road?
Fan text. No, a pass is not off-road.
People just like to ride up high.
Yeah, they do. They do like to ride up high. But again, I'm just thinking apocalypse.
Yes.
Okay, so last week we did a story on a guy that drives around Dallas and asks supercar owners what they do for a living.
Yeah, his name's Daniel McDonald, and he's been going viral. Like, people are actually recognizing him now when he's out, and they'll go, hey, you're the guy on YouTube. But when they're driving these expensive cars, he asks what they do for a living, and he got banned from his prime location, Highland Park Village, for 5 years because he did this bit. And they finally caught on.
Oh, they've given him an actual time date on March 27th of 2020.
Whatever 5 years from last Tuesday was.
Whenever it was.
Yeah.
They're figuring he'll be doing something else by then.
Yeah, he could just find another spot. Yeah. And, but it is caught on video, though. So if you go to any of his social media outlets.
Oh, him getting reprimanded.
Yeah.
And told to get lost. Gramola.
Speaking of video, a teenager from Dallas that has 84,000 subscribers to his YouTube page, which is GG Exotics. He got in a little trouble this last week.
Mm-hmm.
He wrecked his father's $3.4 million sports car.
Yeah.
His father had, among other things, a Pagani Huayra. That's how you pronounce it. Pagani Huayra, because I looked up and I listened to it. That's the Italian pronunciation. It's a $3.4 million sports car, and it'll do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. It's built with carbon fiber. Only 100 of them have been built worldwide, and he wrecked his dad's. He ran it into a tree.
That's risky business.
Kid's 17 years old. You talk about grounded forever.
Right? I'll bet he's not.
If you
look at the carnage, though, it's amazing he and his buddy came out alive, and all he had was, I want to say, a broken arm or a fractured arm.
He had a fractured arm.
Because the car is just mangled.
Oh, he didn't just barely do it.
No, he wrecked it.
Yeah.
Well, was
a $3.4 million car.
I don't know if he had permission to drive it.
I can't find that anywhere. But apparently he takes his dad's cars out all the time, so...
Well, and that's the deal on his YouTube page, mm-hmm. is it's nothing but his dad's cars, mm-hmm. and his dad's boats and his dad's jets.
Right.
Well, maybe those two guys need to get together, this guy and the other guy.
Yeah. He's probably interviewed
him. Because he can just go over there and talk to his dad.
Daniel McDonald has probably interviewed Gage Gillian.
Probably. Okay. So we talked last week about a radio. And how important that was and how it's changed over the years. I want to talk about tires this morning because it's something that everyone takes for granted. But if you looked at the tire and the history of the tire, it is crazy how much it's changed. First of all, horse-drawn wagons used wooden wheels or wooden wheels with metal caps on them because they drove across stone roads or dirt roads and they needed a strong wheel that would go across those unpaved areas. But if you looked at rubber back then, rubber was an extremely gummy surface kind of stuff that when you got it warm, it was flexible. When you got it cold, it was stiff and it would break. Mm-hmm. And so until rubber became the process we call vulcanized, until it became vulcanized, it was no good. Now, what does it do to vulcanize rubber? It changes it so you can make it a certain shape. And it will bend out of shape and then return to the original shape when the pressure is off of it. And rubber was first vulcanized by a guy named Charles Goodyear. You know the name.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah. So he invented the first vulcanized tire. Then, in the mid-1880s, a bicycle tire made with rubber around the outer edge was made by a guy named John Dunlap, again. A name you recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, tires were hard rubber and they went around the outside of the bicycle. And by the way, bicycles were known as bone shakers back then because they were so rough. So Dunlap actually invented the air-filled tire, the pneumatic tire, for his son's bicycle and patented it, which was a really smart thing to do. And of course, Dunlop tires are still around. Next came detachable tires. Now, before... Tires were made to attach to the wheel, and when the tire wore out, you just got rid of the wheel and everything and replaced it with a new wheel and tire. But a guy named Edward Michelin, recognize that name?
Heard of him.
Invented the detachable tire for bicycles at the time. So you could actually take off the old tire, put on a new tire. Next, treaded tires came about. The first person to produce a treaded tire was the Goodyear Tire Company in 1908, and then next was the inner tube, which means that you had a tube inside the tire, which means you could deflate the tire, change out the outside, keep the same tube, and inflate the tire again, and you didn't have to worry about the seal. It just worked. Well, guess what? Until the 60s, we had tube tires, and we had bias ply tires. They were the state of the art, maybe, for the United States. In Europe, they had radials a lot sooner than we did, but none of the American manufacturers wanted to go to the expense of building a radial tire, so they just didn't. Now, in 48, Michelin, in 1948, Michelin produced the first commercially available steel-belted radial tire. That was the Michelin X, but... Again, because the manufacturers didn't want to spend the money to change over the entire manufacture of tires.
Right, all the process, all the machines.
Right, they didn't build them until like 1967. In Goodyear, in 1967, built the first bias-belted tire. Tubeless tires were, B.F. Goodrich filed a patent for them in 1946, but the patent wasn't granted until 52, and the first car to use a tubeless tire was the 1954 Packard Clipper. Run flats, I don't know that anybody uses run flats anymore. They were designed to help you keep going in case you were on the road and you hit something and your tire went flat. But the darn things are so expensive to replace that I'm not sure that they still do them. Now we have tires that are steel belted, radial, and have TPMS, or tire pressure monitoring systems, to make sure that your tires are inflated properly, because if they're not, then you get worse gas mileage. By the way, if you wanted to see everything on tires and see how tires are labeled on the outside to tell you the width of the tire, the maximum inflation level, the max load rating, all of that is on Autoflex's
Facebook page.
On Autoflex's Facebook page.
I didn't realize rubber was available in the, or, you know, that long ago in the 1800s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been available for years before that. But again, it wasn't useful until they could vulcanize it.
But I just didn't even realize it was.
I'm sorry for getting tripped up, but somebody just texted me. Can't get tired of this historical discussion.
Ha ha.
Okay. Finally, right. BMW made a whole lot of people angry this last week with one tweet. Somebody on Twitter said, go back to making BMWs. Now, if you've not seen the grill on a BMW, on the new BMWs,
new grills are,
they are ugly.
Well, I don't know. I was looking at it. I was trying to decide, was it a snake face, or it looks to me like a dog snout.
Yeah.
Those are the two nostrils with the little split thing right there in the middle. Like my, I spend a lot of time looking at my dog's face.
So
it looks like a dog snout.
Aww.
To the tweet, go back to making BMWs. They said, okay, boomer. And what's your reason not to change? Oh my God. The tweet got more than 300 comments. Reddit post got more than 450. Before they get worse, okay, first of all, it looks like beaver teeth to me. That's what it looks like.
They are
beaver teeth.
It's too big, but.
Yeah. And it's got little squinty eyes. But if I go over these tweets, hey Siri, show me a tone deaf advertising campaign completely out of step with its customers. Yeah. Hideous. I own two BMWs right now and would never consider one of these. Google up a 1970 Pontiac Bonneville. It's that bad. And finally, well, nobody liked Edsel when it first appeared either, but never mind.
All right, if we didn't have time to get to your call or your fan text, you can call Autoflex at any local area code 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll see you next Saturday at 9 a.m. on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.